Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Open it up, Ray.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband has been wanting to get a motorcycle for a while now and pretty much won't stop talking about the motorcycle. Don't get me wrong. I've ridden on motorcycles. They're a lot of fun. However, now that we have a daughter, it terrifies me that he could get hurt. I understand just riding in a car is risky, but I feel the risk increases with a motorcycle. I told him I'm not really thrilled about the idea anymore, and he told me it doesn't matter because he's getting one. Oh,
yeah, good answer, dude.
Anyway,
I mean,
you can't do that.
I give up in the middle of an email.
Just can't finish it.
Let me finish it. Oh, I told him I'm not really thrilled about this idea anymore, and he told me it doesn't matter. He's getting one anyway, and I shouldn't be trying to hold him back from things he wants to do. This conversation's caused many arguments, and I just can't seem to look at the idea of getting a motorcycle as a good idea. He thinks I'm being overdramatic, and having a child now shouldn't matter. Do I give in? Am I overthinking it? No motorcycle, Michelle.
Mm.
That part where he said he's going to get it regardless, he may feel that way, but he shouldn't say that.
He can't do that, man.
Yeah, I've said stupid things like that, too. Like, I'm just going to do it anyway. I regret every time I've ever done that.
Yeah, how did that go?
Never good. Never good. Not even once. Like, not even once. You would think if you're just playing the odds, occasionally you get lucky or occasionally.
Nope.
Never once. Even if I think it now, I strategically find a way. But I never go, screw it, I'm doing it anyway. Ugh, I've been there. It's not a good thing. We've all done that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as far as a motorcycle goes, is it riskier than a car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Should your child affect how you feel about your day-to-day risk-taking?
Yes.
I agree with that. Should he be allowed to have a motorcycle?
Yes.
He should be allowed.
Yes.
And what do you mean allowed, guys?
I think if you can afford it, this is my take here. I think if you can afford it and there are certain restrictions,
rules,
then there also will be allowances where, hey, don't drive it on the interstate. Don't A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Take it on Close roads, dirt road. I don't know.
You can ride around the neighborhood.
Just treat him like a teenager.
You
can't leave the street.
And I don't want to say what the restrictions are and what the allowances should be.
Yeah.
But if he is dead set on it, you can actually use this in a negotiation. What do you want?
There we go.
What do you want from him? What time do you want from him?
She wants her husband to be alive.
Yeah. Okay, great. Then he eats better food and lives a longer life.
Exercises.
More broccoli.
Yeah.
So I would let him get the motorcycle because he's going to resent it if not. Now, I'm saying if the financial situation is fine, I would let him get the motorcycle. I would create some boundaries on how fast he can go, on where he can go, but he still gets the motorcycle. And I would also put in the negotiation something that's very, very important to you because you need to get something out of this as well. But I think he probably should get the motorcycle.
What's that thing you put on a car to where it can't?
Governor.
You put a governor on it.
You don't want to do that.
What?
And you can't even monitor how fast he really goes.
You can on the Life 360 app.
I know.
If you download that on
his phone. He's an adult. He can figure out how to get around that.
You can see how fast.
So motorcycle, I don't want one. I'm scared of them.
No way.
Mm-mm. I mean, you gotta, when you're driving, you got to watch for yourself. You got to watch for other cars. But mostly, you just got to pay attention to what you're doing.
Maybe he has to take extra safety courses.
On a motorcycle, you got to watch everything all the time.
Yeah, everywhere.
Because even if you do everything right and somebody else does something wrong, you lose.
Yep.
So we're not saying there's not risks in motorcycles, but I think he should be able to get one, but you should also be able to get something that's important to you. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox?
This is why you keep your finances separate. That way he doesn't need to ask for permission.
Maybe there are. They're not saying that.
It's not about finances.
It's not about finances at all.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, man, I don't tell you you can go buy a dress. Like, if you want to buy a dress.
A motorcycle?
A dress isn't dangerous.
She's talking about life.
Yeah, so a dress is dangerous. Could get caught in the escalator. I mean, I don't tell you what to wear.
That's a good point.
I don't tell you can't go buy a dress. If I want to go buy a motorcycle with my money, I'm going to go buy a motorcycle with my money. You want to get
up? That's
what
we just talked about. I don't want to do anymore.
He's doing it.
Get better at that. Yeah. Do you just tell your wife that's what's up?
Yeah. Like, if I want something, I go get it. Because guess what? I got my own money, honey.
It's not about the money.
Oh, boy.
Like, if I want to go skydiving, guess what I do? I go skydiving. That's it. That's how life works. You don't have to ask permission. She's not my parent. She's your spouse. Yeah, cool. Like, she may not like it, but guess what? She'll get over it. She ain't going to divorce you. If she does, she ain't the one.
Yet.
Yeah, and she ain't the one because she just divorced you.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
That's
so
interesting.
Guess what?
Interesting how you live your life.
So
pull
on life.
Pull up to the bar and your motorcycle, and guess what? Another chick will hop on.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
I wish I had a little bit more of that in me.
Do you?
Where it's just like, let the chips fall where they may, baby.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Mm-mm.
I'm thinking five steps ahead. I definitely don't want to make Caitlin upset. I got mine, you got yours.
That's what happens.
Because I don't want her doing that to me.
You make each other upset and you get over it.
We weren't meant to be.
That's the key right there. You don't want it happening to you. Like, he's not thinking about her. He's thinking about him. And you know what? If she leaves, next chick will hop on my bike. Like, that's not nice for your partner, for your spouse. You got to think about that.
Well, then she shouldn't leave.
So I'm saying get the motorcycle.
So dumb.
I'm saying get the motorcycle, but I would put some restrictions. Maybe you don't use the word restriction. We, build up.
An agreement.
Compromises.
That's it. All those words. We build up an agreement, and then she also gets something too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's going to resent it.
So Lunchbox was wrong in this case?
He's right, and then give him a bike, but the rest of it I do not stand behind. All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Here's a voicemail from Ryan.
Morning, studio. Sorry, I'm just enjoying me a number 11 from Sonic right now. Bobby, I was just wanting to see if we could get an update on Lunchbox getting his own scratch-off ticket.
Update!
Oh. Yeah. I've been wondering, too.
Breaking news!
What?
Breaking news. Well, so Lunchbox wanted his own scratch-off. Hey, Scuba Steve.
Yeah?
We were in talks with a few different states because each state has their own lottery.
Correct.
We were trying to get Lunchbox his own scratch-off ticket. Yes. And it looked like we had a good shot at that, didn't it?
It did, yes. We had a good shot up until recently.
Oh, so that's dead.
What happened?
Well, it's not dead. It just kind of went into a different direction.
Okay.
So now we have a state that is not interested in Lunchbox, but is interested in you, Bobby Bones.
No.
That would get you your own scratchers.
No, that's not. No, we can't do that.
That makes more sense.
No,
that is so cool.
Amy, shh.
Oh.
He doesn't even like the lottery like I do. Like, he doesn't...
But they heard his passion recently when we were going into the Mega Millions and saw how much he likes it.
His passion.
He gambles a little bit. And
I mean, I did a whole series on scratch-offs.
You did, yeah. That's all social media. Right. Yeah.
I mean, Lunchbox, this could be a stepping stone for you. They see how it goes with Bobby.
Are you being serious or are you just tormenting him?
No, I'm dead serious. Not even tormenting him. It just happened to be that that's what it would do to him. But there is a state out there that wants you, Bobby, for a scratcher.
But what does that mean? Well, what do I have to give them?
Nothing. Well, we have to talk about that on the back end, but there's a lot of logistics to it. But basically, your face would be on the scratcher. We'd make something custom to you and in your likeness with the scratcher.
I will never go to that state. I'll never visit it.
You've been there before, by the way.
I didn't know this was happening.
That is such
a... Is there any chance we could do, like, Bobby in the Box?
No. What if...
How about that?
No.
I mean...
Why are you treating him like...
Because it's a special
No, this
lunchbox.
Is your thing. What about Bones? What about it's your lottery ticket, and if you get three Lunchbox faces, you win $5. That's just one of the
I don't
prizes.
Know that I can... I didn't know about this, but I... What if it's like...
Man.
The Buddy Billion Bucks with Bobby in the Box.
What? That sounds dirty, dude.
No, the Buddy Billion Bucks with Bobby in the Box.
Bobby's lunchbox.
Look at all that alliteration. I just came up with that off the top of my head.
Yeah, but
oh, no, man.
People are, when they go up to the counter, they're going to be like, I need the, never mind, just
but
give me
you
whatever.
Say, you just go, I'll take the Bobby in the Box. And it's me and Lunchbox and our heads together, our faces.
That's better not being on it. I'm so sad. But yes, I like that idea. I'll go back to that state, pitch
the
that.
Bobby in the Box Billion Bucks.
Ooh. I think you need to pitch that.
Okay. The Bobby in the Box Billion Bucks giveaway.
Bobby in the Box.
Now, if they're not interested in Lunchbox in any way, is the deal dead or should we just focus on
dead.
You?
No,
or?
It's dead.
Hold on. Ask that again, Scuba Steve.
So what I'm saying is if they're not interested in Lunchbox in any way, is the deal dead or am I okay to pursue you?
Dead. I'll speak for the Bobby Box combo.
I would just pitch back to them. Bobby's very interested.
Okay.
Him and his best bud, Bobby in the Box's Billion Buck Bivouac.
Bivouac.
With Belle Biv DeVoe.
I think, just say yes. I'm interested, but I'm interested in doing it with Lunchbox.
Okay.
Box and Bobby.
Bobby.
He's trying
Box.
To get in front of you now. See? You're inviting
Box
this.
And Bobby.
I'm interested. Let's pitch at them. I'm willing to do it, and I don't know what the details are. We're talking about if they put Lunchbox with me.
All right, cool.
I cannot believe they don't want...
You could be killing the whole deal here, Bones.
Okay, wait, hold on. What if they say...
Well, if they come back and say they do not want Lunchbox, then that's a different conversation.
Right. Right.
But I'm not... I didn't pursue this.
And I'll be in the room for that one, and it will not go good.
I did... I'm not pursuing this.
Correct,
no.
Yeah.
And I would actually like him to be a part of it, even though they don't want him.
Okay, all right. I'll see what we can do.
But I want to encourage you... that if it does lean towards you only, you can still do it. Because it's not like you were trying to do this behind Lunchbox's back. This just came to you this way. And you would be crazy not to have your own lottery ticket.
Amy.
What?
You don't go against your teammates.
Come on now. I'm with it. I hope it works out for everybody. But, I mean, this is really cool. And
if I do one and it crushes.
This is how the Beatles broke up.
This is how lottery
tickets? Which one are you?
I don't know their names.
Exactly.
Yeah. You'd probably be Pete Best.
Yeah, if Bobby's lottery ticket does well, then I really think it could set you up for a lottery ticket. And that's you have to face.
Let me see what happens, okay? Let's see what happens. Bobby in the Box is Buddy Billion Buck Bivouac. I think that would be a great one. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to work on a name. I'm going
to
go home.
No, I just named it.
I don't know that it has to be Bivouac.
Makes no sense.
That's throwing.
Hey, showbiz, baby.
What?
That's showbiz.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Way back in the day, The Incredible Hulk was a TV show. It's back. IMDb says 1977, so, I mean, Eddie was the only one alive. Like, you're in high school then, I think.
No, I was born in 79. I do remember that, though.
I remember it because they would show it on, like, TV Land.
Yes.
And there was a guy who played the main character.
Bruce Banner.
That's it, the nerd version.
Yes.
And there was a second guy who played the Hulk, but it was just a bodybuilder guy named Lou Ferrigno.
And they painted him green. And they would rip his jeans, I remember, to make it look like his clothes ripped when he got bigger.
So they don't do it like they do now where they're in like a suit. They just had a person.
Well, now it's all CGI.
Yeah, it's all
There's
fake.
No suit.
We were just watching. There's a new Hulk on TV or something. And I thought that they put him inside a big giant suit.
No. Well, in the Avengers, it's just graphic, like the CGI stuff.
Oh, okay.
But back then, it was just a dude who did bench press a little more than the other guy.
Yeah.
And so he now is an honorary police officer in Syracuse because apparently, even privately, he's been doing lots of cool things, saving lots of people and animals. I don't really know. I guess he doesn't talk about it. But he's like, I'm the Hulk and I do what I can. So they made him an honorary police officer. And so that would mean we could have like a special event. I'm a doctor. He's a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Honorary. You get all the honoraries together. We're not real. We're not real. You know?
And what are y'all going to do?
We don't tell because all the stuff we do is behind the scenes.
Honorary.
We're just honored to be invited. But he was a deputy in California for 17 years before he got into acting.
Really?
Which I did not know. He used to compete against like Schwarzenegger.
It was like Mr. Universe and stuff like that.
I don't know if he won. Do you know if he won?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
It was a long time ago.
But he said, I want to be an officer again. So he's been helping him out. So now they've made him an honorary police officer. Morgan, I know you love the Avengers and the Hulk and all that. Do you know who Lou Ferrigno is?
Yeah, I learned about him when I watched the like early 2000s Hulk movie.
What? That makes sense. Was he in it?
No, I just was trying to find that movie, and then I found out about Lou, and I was like, I'm not going to watch the old one, but I at least know who he is.
Lou Ferrigno was also in King of Queens. He was the neighbor to Kevin James. And he played himself, who used to be the Incredible Hulk. And Kevin James was like, the Incredible Hulk lives next to me.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's funny. All right, Lou Ferrigno, shout out. We're on in Syracuse, so maybe he's listening right now, saving lives. Lou Ferrigno, appreciate you. Call us if you'd like. We'd love to talk to you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, buzz in if you know the answer. And the winner wins. But the loser today has to eat a spoonful of peanut butter and mayo.
Oh my gosh.
Do like both of those things.
But together?
But I don't know about together.
It's time for Elder versus Millennial. Yeah. Eddie, hit your button.
Here we go.
Morgan, hit your button.
Look it.
Okay. Eddie's going with poo-poo pee-pee.
Yeah, that's
Morgan's
you saying
going
that.
With her own name. Morgan. So there'll be questions directed to Eddie, Elder questions, but Morgan can steal them. There'll be Millennial questions that Eddie, you can also jump in and steal from Morgan.
Okay.
The first question is an Elder question. Number one. What was Carl Winslow's profession? Eddie.
A police officer.
On Family Matters. The answer is a police officer. Correct. Did you know that, Morgan?
No, I didn't.
The millennial question. What was the profession of Zach and Cody's mother? Morgan.
She was a maid or cleaner. A hotel cleaner.
Ooh.
I'm going to go incorrect.
Ooh.
Really?
What was the profession of Zach and Cody's mother on the Disney show, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
Okay, hold on. Context clues here. They were in a suite, and she was the housekeeper.
That's what
she said maid. She
that's
same
the
same thing.
Okay, hold on. Well, I can't do the same thing then.
She was a singer, a lounge singer.
Oh, well, yeah, then. She
was that too. I think she had two jobs.
If we find out through research that she was a housekeeper or maid, Morgan, you'll get the point.
Ooh.
We'll go back and
look. But it was my guess too.
No, you guessed secondly.
Okay.
Next question. Paul Stanley is a lead singer. Now I'm going to play you this clip. Go ahead. Poo poo pee pee Eddie.
I just have to lock it in. He was the lead singer of Kiss.
Paul Stanley is the lead singer of what band who had their first major hit in 1975 with Rock and Roll All Night?
Yes!
It is Kiss.
Let's go.
Millennial question. Here's a clip. Poo poo pee pee coming through?
I don't know how to guess this because you really didn't ask anything.
Incorrect. You can't stall. You're incorrect. Morgan, you heard that hook there. Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of what band who had their first hit in 2003 with that song, Mr. Brightside?
That's the Killers.
That's the Killers. That's correct. Elder question, Eddie.
Yeah.
What American actress was well known for her workout videos in the 80s? Eddie.
Jane Fonda?
Correct.
Woo!
Final question. Let's go to the millennial. Which American YouTuber and professional gamer is well known for his colored hair and a one-word online alias? He has over 18 million followers on his Twitch, making it the most followed Twitch channel. Eddie.
That's Marshmallow.
Incorrect.
That's an artist.
Marshmallow's a DJ.
I just took a guess.
Morgan.
Oh my gosh. I know him. I can see him.
Well,
dang
say his
it.
Name.
If you miss it, that's good for us because there won't be any controversy with the other question.
Yeah, that's Love true.
Ninja.
Yes.
Ninja.
Hey, Mike, did you look up Zach and Cody's mom?
Yeah, she was never a maid.
Dang, I thought she was both.
You convinced me.
I really did.
Hey, she convinced me.
Eddie with 3-1. Yeah! Big victory.
Yeah! Hey, but that's not even the story here.
That's not the story.
That's not the story. Me winning, who cares about that?
Yeah, well, you do, because you don't have to eat the stuff.
Yeah.
And now, Morgan will eat a spoonful. Are you going to puke?
I don't know. I hope not.
Of peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I hate both of those.
I was going to say, you don't like either one of these.
Eat it. Do I just have to eat the whole thing?
Oh, my God. One bite. Eat it. I can't look.
Oh, my goodness.
Crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it amazing?
Is it, like, surprisingly good?
No. Those were huge scoops of both.
Yes.
Look. Crunchy peanut butter and tangy mayo.
That is not good. That is not good at all.
They don't mix at
that
all.
That's not good at all.
They don't go together.
Mm-mm.
What do you rate it, Morgan?
If I could rate it a -5, I probably would.
-5 it is. Yeah. She's the loser. Eddie is the winner. Play that song for our guy here. Here's Eddie's winning song.
Hey. That's my uncle Fufa right there.
That is Eddie. Yeah. Eddie, nice job.
Thank you, man.
Well, I was watching the Arkansas game last Saturday. It was Arkansas and Cincinnati. Arkansas wins. It's awesome. Having a great time. And we were over at a friend's house, and the friend has a 5-year-old kid. And she had a princess necklace. And she was like, do you want to wear the necklace? I said, well, if I wear it, Arkansas has to win the game. And it was at a point where the game was pretty close. She was like, if you wear it, Arkansas for sure will win the game. And I put it on. We won the game. And every time I had that necklace on, we crushed. And so here we go. I left the necklace at the house. I wasn't going to steal the girl's princess necklace. She's 5 years old. But I need that necklace, okay? Because we play South Carolina at 11 a.m. Central Time on Saturday, and I need that necklace. And if we lose and I don't have that necklace, then it's my fault. Now, what do I do? Do I text my buddy and go, hey, I need your daughter's necklace? Do I sneak in the middle of the night, crawl in a window, steal the necklace, and no one is ever the wiser? Or do I leave it alone? Eddie?
Oh, man. I was already leaning towards sneaking in and stealing it. You know what I mean? How cool is that? Be like, I need that necklace. And you're like, it's almost like Pink Panther. Dun, 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 dun. You find the necklace.
Really
and then
hip
Arkansas.
And cool reference there, Pink Panther. Okay, so I can't break in because I don't want to go to jail or get shot.
It's your friend's house. They won't. They'll drop all charges.
Or shoot me.
Okay.
What do you think? Should I leave it alone or should I ask him if I can have it again?
Oh, I say you ask him. I was option A. Just call your friend and say, hey, your daughter let me borrow a princess necklace last game and I'm going to need it probably for the rest of the season.
Ooh. Is that weird that I want to have his daughter's necklace?
It's very weird. No, but Bones, if they keep winning, you keep wearing that necklace. As soon as they lose, you can give it back. It's over.
They'll understand.
Okay. Well, I got to make that awkward call.
Please record it.
Yeah.
Well, I can just do a voice memo. I can do that right now. Can we do that?
Just be casual.
Okay.
Be cool.
Yeah, be cool. Like, you're not.
Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Hey, man. I'm going to need that necklace. You know that the necklace with the princess sticker and the princess thing? I was probably thinking I'd have to wear that on Saturday. Because if we lose, I'm going to feel like it's because I didn't have the necklace. So let me know your thoughts on that necklace. All right. It's an awkward call to make. All right. Have a good day. All right. Sent.
But I feel like you might need to present something to the little girl like, hey.
Because it's hers.
Yeah, it's hers. Like you get her ice cream or ask her parents like what she likes and maybe buy her something so you're not just taking away her necklace.
It's not a bad idea, Bones.
Unless the dad can take the necklace and she doesn't know.
He does the dirty work.
But then that changes the vibe of the necklace. Yeah.
Oh, not the vibe!
She gave it to you. She was like, oh, yeah, you can wear this.
I hate messing up a vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to try to get the necklace. We'll get games in 2 days. Got to get the necklace. But like Lunchbox should. I guess I'm sports superstitious, but not life superstitious, right?
Yeah, I am very sports superstitious also in life. I don't really believe in it. So I get it for the game, but I mean, it's a little weird that it's a princess necklace.
Amen, brother.
For a football game.
Yep, absolutely. But when I put it on, all things change and the world just shine brighter. I'm going to be honest with you.
Didn't you buy an Arkansas Barbie too or something like that?
I have, I get cheerleaders.
It is getting kind of weird.
Arkansas girl Barbie princess necklace. Like, I mean, it's a man sport. You're Hey. Supposed to be a man, but.
Never works.
Three words. That's showbiz, baby. All right? Okay, I'm going to get the necklace back. I'll let you know what he says. A voicemail from Jessica in Fresno, California.
I think you've been keeping it a little too cold in there because you are talking so fast, and I'm quite honestly impressed, but maybe you need to warm it up a little so you can slow down. It's hard for me to keep up.
So, Jessica, what's going on is you have your podcast set to 2x or 3x speed. This happens a lot where people are like, why? And I do talk too fast, but I've always talked fast my whole life, so it's not abnormal. On your podcast or on your iHeartRadio app, you have it set at super speed, and that happens all the time. So just slow it back down to normal speed, and we will sound, well, fast, but not as fast as what you're hearing now. Right, everybody?
No. Yeah. No. Oh, no. Are you sure that's the real problem? Because it is really cold in here. You need to stop doing that.
We are cold, but I don't think we're talking super fast.
Okay. We do a whole bit super fast to mess with all of our listeners. Yeah. Like as real life, we're like, yeah, I don't even give a deal. Amy, give a deal. So that's it, Jessica. I appreciate that call, but I think that's probably the problem there. Here's voicemail. This is Colby from Austin, Texas.
Bones. What's up, man? LLFC, loyal listener. Frequent caller. I was calling because I noticed that Top Gun Maverick is now available to buy on Amazon. So I was curious, have you taken the time to watch it at home or not?
I have not. I'm going to watch Top Gun at home, and I'm going to watch Elvis now that it exists. Those are the two I'm excited about. Maybe this weekend. So that seems to be the plan. Yeah. But that's what's up. I appreciate that call. And I think that's it. Top Gun, everybody I talk to says it lives up to the hype, and the hype is so much. And they're like, no, but it lives up to it. I don't. It can't possibly live up to it. It could still be really good, but it can't possibly live up to the hype. And if it does, I'll eat my hat.
Really?
No, but that's what those car dealership commercials used to say in like the 80s. If someone sells you a car cheaper than me, I'll eat my shoe.
So dumb.
Yeah. So thank you for the voicemails. You can always leave us one. 877-77-BOBBY.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the University of Texas did this whole study on people posting news stories on their social media feeds. And what is happening is when people do it, it makes them feel overconfident in their knowledge, like what they know. They feel like because they're helping spread the news that they suddenly know more about the news.
Well, I feel like if I just read a bunch of headlines on social media, I know everything about the story by just reading the headline. And I'm like, okay, that's good to know next. But that is not often the most, it's not accurate. What you know is not accurate if you're just reading the headline. But that's interesting. So what should we do? Stop posting news or what?
No, I mean, I think it's important to spread, but actually, I guess, really read it yourself and know what it is instead of just, but instantly it like does something in our brain where we just post it and we're like, oh yeah, I am super confident in what I know and what is going on in the world. And you really don't know it all.
All right. Somebody on social media not knowing everything. Breaking news.
Shocking.
All right, what else?
So a woman decided to use her old license plate number to play the lottery, and she won $50,000.
How did she remember her old license plate
exactly.
number? That's the headline there. Like, woman remembers old license plate.
I mean, I don't even know mine now. Do you?
No, I have a picture of it, though, so when I have to pay for parking.
Yep.
That's smart.
Smart.
It's my first favorite. So when I go to my favorites, it's my license plate.
That's so smart, dude. Sometimes I go check it, and then by the time I go to the machine, I forget it. I got to
yes,
go back again.
Me too. I'm like, wait, why have I not thought to take a picture and put it in my favorites? What we should have in our favorites is our license plate number, our driver's license, our passport.
Amy gets hacked. This is the problem.
Exactly. No,
Amy gets her phone hacked, and there's somebody else living as Amy. And you know what? They have so much of her information. They come in this studio, and they're like, I am Amy. And I'm like, I guess you are. You know everything about her,
okay,
even though you're a guy from Africa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, speaking of license plates, Carly Pierce once got out of a speeding ticket because she had a personalized license plate that the cop really liked. Here she is explaining it.
When I was 17 years old, I was going to get my grandpa dinner, and I was driving a red Ford Ranger truck. That was my first car. And my license plate, I'm from Kentucky. I love bluegrass music. So my license plate was B-grass. And this cop could not believe that a young girl liked bluegrass music. So I got out of that ticket.
Ah, genius.
Is Carly like doing the red carpet at a monster truck show? Why is she yelling? I got out of a ticket once because I get nosebleeds real easy, and I felt myself in the nose and made it bleed. And I was like 19 or so, and I was like, I'm rushing. I got to go. My face will not stop bleeding, and my nose will stop. And he's like, okay, go ahead and go. Just be careful. And then I went, hey, hey, hey. And I drove
got
off.
Got him.
Yeah, got him. I couldn't afford a ticket. But that's mine. Yeah, maybe I should get a license. What's the license plate you could get, though, that a cop would go, okay, right. I like that so much, I'm going to let you go.
Cops Eddie? Are cool.
Oh, with a K?
Popo cool.
Yeah, you got.
Why is it cool? Why can't it be cool?
Why can't it be cool?
It's the same amount of letters, Amy. That's weird.
I don't know. I just thought it was.
Lunchbox?
Pimp.
If yours like just that. Said pimp, a cop would like that?
Yeah.
They'll arrest you.
That is not going to kick you out.
It's the opposite.
Of a ticket. How about.
Or celeb.
Maybe.
But then he gets there and he's like, whose car are you borrowing?
Yeah. Whose car did you steal?
Yeah. Eddie?
Maybe safe driver, you know, like D.
Now, see, that I understand driver. Like, I don't get cops are cool because cool means.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird, or like. I love kids.
What?
No.
Amy.
No.
That gets you arrested more than it does.
Okay, well, what's yours?
Probably like, I would want to say like something like the badge rules. Like B-D-G-E.
Ooh, honor the badge.
R-L. Yeah, something like, I'd figure out something about the badge ruling. Or badge, like Amy would spell it. Okay, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a brand new restaurant that's opened up in Roanoke, Virginia, and it's a special restaurant. It's called Ursula's Cafe, and it's a donate what you can restaurant, meaning if you don't have enough money to buy your meal, just donate whatever you think you can afford. And it's pretty cool. They do that with food, and also they have books, records, clothing and stuff. So same thing. If you can't afford it, you pay whatever you think you can.
Why are you sitting up tall, Lunchbox? It's like he wants it. He's just itching. You can tell when he wants to say something.
He just wrote down the name of the restaurant.
Yeah, Roanoke, and I think I'm about to take a vacation.
To help?
I'll get some clothes, get some new records. I mean,
if they had one of these here. And listen, you are not a bad guy. I think you play the part a little bit. You're like, oh, I'm crazy. But I do think you would go in and eat food for free.
Absolutely. Yeah. If they're offering you free food.
No, donate what you can.
And he'd be like, I can't donate.
I don't have my wallet on me. Can't donate anything.
I rode my bike. I forgot my wallet.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Hey, man, my shirt's a little sweaty from the bike riding. Get a free shirt. Thanks.
Eddie, what's the name of the place again?
It's called Ursula's Cafe. And of course, to support that cause, you can donate to Ursula's Cafe at ursulascafe.org. Because somebody needs to pay for the meal. And that's how you can do that.
I ain't. And I'm Lunchbox.
Exactly. Why would I donate? I haven't even been there.
Okay.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.